Spend any significant amount of time in the Treasure Valley and you are going to find yourself stuck in traffic. And if you've lived here for a while, you know the conversation about mass transit has come up time and time and time again. Treasure Valley leaders have looked to larger cities, including Portland, Denver, and now Salt Lake City, to see how they're managing mass transit. The question is, what can we learn from their successes and their failures? Joining me to talk about this issue is Matt Stahl, Executive Director of Compass, and Stephen Hunt, the Principal Planner for Valley Regional Transit. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
As I said, this is a conversation that's been going on for decades in the Treasure Valley, and especially when it comes to how we move people from west to east, so from Caldwell all the way to Mountain Home. So, Matt, we've looked at other cities. Tell me about the recent visit from the Utah Transit Authority and basically the goal behind looking at Salt Lake City.
We actually brought in Salt Lake City, Lane Beatty, who's the CEO of the Greater Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So we've been looking at it for a while, just as far as what they're how they're developing. They started out rather about the same size we're at now. And then their geography is about the same as far as our area.
With the Wasatch
High Range
and all of that.
Yeah. And then also culturally, they're very similar, and politically very similar to Idaho. We'd look at Portland and folks would say, yeah,
we're not Portland.
We're not Portland. So we started looking at areas that were very similar to us. One of the places we looked at was Phoenix. They have a funding mechanism similar to what we've been seeking over the years.
But they have massive sprawl.
They have massive sprawl. And also it's hard when you're talking about, I think they're 5 million or 6 million. It's hard for folks to imagine that. But when we're talking about our current population is 680,000 people in 8 and Canyon counties now. And we're looking at 2040, where the population is projected to be 1,022,000. Mm-hmm. That's very similar to the Greater Salt Lake area as far as the changes that they experienced. And I think folks, again, that cultural and political background, they can identify with that.
So what has Salt Lake done right, but what do you think they could have done better?
What they could have done better. I can give you the right part.
Okay, give me the right part.
So they started planning out their public transportation system back in the 70s. And it wasn't related to the Olympics. Everybody's got this misperception
that this happened
that
in
when the Olympics.
2002.
The Olympics helped. But the reason that they were able to leverage the Olympics and the reason that they were able to leverage the money that they got to build their public transportation system was because of the work they did beforehand. One, laying out a bus system that worked and functioned starting in the 70s and starting those initial planning efforts, very similar to what we're doing now as far as starting the planning efforts that are going on. Then they also had the discussion regarding a funding mechanism. And it wasn't limited to just public transportation versus roadways. It was both, looking at a funding mechanism that could be done from both sides. They got the business community heavily involved. They started the whole discussion as far as how do we want to grow? Do we want to sprawl and be like Phoenix? Or do we want to have development that meets our needs, that can support the transportation system that we envision, and conserves the open space that they like? And that was the I'm trying to draw it. Blank on that. Not reality
well,
check. Anyway, their Envision Utah effort, where the business community and the governor at the time, I think that was Huntsman, Governor Huntsman, led the Envision Utah effort, where they looked at land use patterns, and it was the business community that really
basically
got involved.
Stood behind that.
They led it. It wasn't they stood behind it. They led
they
it.
Led the
and
charge.
The government entities were somewhat on the side or participating and help providing the technical information. We've tried similar efforts as far as going through various visioning efforts in the Valley, as far as looking at how we could grow and what sort of transportation system would be needed to support that. But it's been all government-led. And that's the part we're missing, is having that business leadership to help push that forward.
And frankly, the money.
The money's a key issue.
I mean, that is a key issue. And
money comes after people understand what they're getting for it.
Right. And Stephen, I wanted to bring you into the conversation with you being with Valley Regional Transit. And when we look at, you know, how many people use this system, but also with, you know, the new transit system center that was built in downtown Boise and all of that.
Right.
Talk about that. Have we seen a return on investment?
So we move about 1.4 million people a year is what our annual ridership is. And the downtown transit center, though, specifically has been a real kind of game changer in terms of what people expect transit to be able to do for the Treasure Valley. I mean, it's different when you can say, when you don't even know where transit is or what the bus infrastructure is, but people who go to Main Street Station are impressed with, like, this looks like a real transit system kind of facility, and it in fact is. And so it's been important for Valley Regional Transit in terms of showing that we can do more than just, you know, run buses down the road. We can be an important part of how a community develops. It was a joint partnership with the developer on that, and I think by all accounts, not just on a ridership perspective, but on what it's done for the downtown, it's been a success.
I'm speaking with Matt Stahl, Executive Director of the Community Planning Association of Southwest Idaho, better known as Compass, and Stephen Hunt, the Principal Planner with Valley Regional Transit, about mass transit in the Treasure Valley, where the conversation just continues and hopefully where we're going in the future. And Stephen, when we look at Valley Regional Transit, I mean, we're talking buses. I mean, that's basically what it is. And how do we bring in the idea of some type of rail system? Because we know if you've lived here for a certain amount of time, Boise Mayor Dave Beter has been working for a good 10 years to try and get some type of rail system put in place. The last iteration was basically in the downtown core, putting a trolley system in, lack of a better word. Not a lot of people behind that. How do we change people's, you know, outlook and attitude about that?
I think the important thing is to not get caught up on mode, meaning is it bus or is it rail? What we are trying to do at Valley Regional Transit is connect more people to more places more often. And the title of our mid-range plan is Freedom to Move. And so what we're really talking about doing is how do we get more people to move in the amount of space that we have and get to their destination? Because transportation is one of those things that you don't buy transportation because you want to move. You buy transportation because you're trying to get to someplace. You're trying to get to work. You're trying to get to school. You're trying to get to your parents' house or right? Just to work, right? So those are the things that you're trying to do, is connect people to those opportunities. And they're less concerned about the modes that they use to get there and more concerned about how long does it take for me to get to a location? How much money does it cost for me to travel around? And so what we're interested in doing is how do we develop a system that connects as many different people to as many different places as possible. And when you approach it that way, you realize a rail connection between Caldwell and Boise is important, but there's a whole lot of traffic on Overland and Fairview and Chinden and State Street.
Surface streets.
And so you need to have a density, so to speak, of a network. In other words, enough lines to enough different places that you can connect the whole region. Because if it was just the freeway in Boise, you wouldn't be able to get where you need to go.
Right.
And so that's similar to how we think about transit.
And then when we talk about the money aspect, because we have to talk about that, is ACHD is doing a survey right now. And one of the questions that they asked in the survey was, would you give money to ACHD for transit? And Craig Quintana, who the spokesperson for ACHD, told the Idaho Statesman that he said that didn't even make it into the top three priorities. So we know it comes down to funding. How do we get the general public on board with the necessity for mass transit?
Can I go real quick on that?
Stephen,
which would be, I think it's important to recognize, so like with the question to ACHD, there are road issues that need to be addressed. And so I can understand some hesitancy to say, why would I give a road agency money to pay for transit, right? They have specific issues that they need to address, and that's important for them to be able to stay focused on that. But when we talk about funding generally, what we've been trying to share with Valley Connect is that it costs the Valley about $1.5 billion a year, with a B, on on moving everybody around. Like, what do we pay for our own personal freedom? Is about $1.5 billion a year. That's the kind of dollar figure that we're talking about when we think about how much are people willing to pay for that freedom that we want to be providing in some form with transit. So I think it's important for us to recognize how important transportation is, and if you can provide that freedom, people will use it.
Matt,
I think we've got to move from the conversation of an either or, public mm-hmm. transportation versus roadways. It's both.
Because it really is.
You need an expanded roadway system to handle the bus system. And then you also need to crawl, which we need a viable bus system that's being utilized by the general public. And I think that's where you get people more invested in public transportation, is when they have a bus system that they can use to get from point A to point B in the time frame that they want to get there, that it doesn't take longer than
getting in your car.
But that's the first part, is getting a viable bus system that's going to meet the needs of a growing region. And it's also having the long-term perspective. Keep in mind, we're at 680,000 people. We're not building things based upon what the current situation is. We're trying to head off what we're going to have, the congestion we'll have, and the lack of options when we're a million people. There are improvements on the roadway system, and I'd argue on the bus system, that should have been done before we hit 680,000 people. We're trying to right those, but now we need to be looking at the future. And the other part is the big holdup. I mean, a lot of folks focus on, we want commuter rail, we want to use that rail corridor. And there's two key challenges with that. One is, we don't have a dedicated funding stream for public transportation to operate and build a public transportation system. We're one of two states in the nation that does not have that dedicated funding stream, those being Idaho and Mississippi. When I started many years ago, it used to be four states. Alaska and Hawaii have gotten a dedicated funding mechanism for public transportation since.
And tell me the second one, because we're running out of time.
The second one is, on the rail corridor, we need to move away from specific corridors and look at other options. The rail corridor is owned by UP. At this point in time, they are not interested in selling that rail corridor or having passenger service on it. And if you're talking about light rail, that rail corridor doesn't make sense. It's great for a commuter rail system, and we need to be prepared for when UP doesn't need to use that corridor in the future. But I don't think it's our immediate solution on trying to get some sort of fixed guideway system available for us.
Well, I think this is just the beginning of this conversation. I'm sure to have the two of you back on as we continue this topic of mass transit, a big issue here on the Treasure Valley. Thank you to both of you. Matt Stahl, Executive Director of the Community Planning Association of Southwest Idaho, and Stephen Hutt, the Principal Planner with Valley Regional Transit. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.